The Super Delicious Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice, who today finally finds the fantastic city of the moon dwellers, deep under the surface of the moon, where he and Jim Olsen encounter a new danger. We'll return to the scene in a moment, but first, let's find out what Dan McCullough's young pal Rusty is so excited about.
Only one more, Dan. Just one more.
Hey, calm down, Rusty. One more what?
I only need one more comic button, like the ones we're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Then I'll have all 18 in the series.
Well, that's mighty swell. I didn't realize you were so close to rounding out your collection.
Yep, only one more. I've got Winnie Winkle and Orphan Annie and Superman and all the others. All I need is Smokey Stover, and I ought to get that one next week.
Say, Rusty, I just happened to think. You're not going to quit collecting, are you, when you get all 18 buttons?
Gee whiz, no. Think I want to miss out on the fun?
Well, I just wondered. I've got
an idea what I'm going to do. Just as soon as I get that Smokey Stover button, I'm going to pick out my favorite of all of them, probably Superman, and concentrate on getting more of those buttons.
I see. You'll just collect Superman buttons, trade for those with your pals.
Sure.
Well, it's a mighty smart idea, Rusty. Another way to have exciting fun with those Pep comic buttons. And believe me, gang, that fun is going to keep right on for a long time. I'll tell you about it in a week or so when I bring you some big news. So get busy on your collection. There's only one way you can get these thrilling comic buttons, you know. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. All you do is to make sure Mom keeps you supplied with plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside each package you open, there's a prize exclusively for you. Remember, P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
When Poco, the little man who speaks only in rhyme, disappeared from Professor Twiddle's radar rocket on the moon, Superman led the professor and Jimmy Olsen down a deep shaft to a dark, twisting tunnel far below the surface of the planet. It was Superman's belief that Poco had been spirited away by the moon dwellers, the strange, shaggy little creatures who appeared to be half man and half monkey, with long tails and peculiar corkscrew appendages instead of noses, and who lived somewhere in the mysterious depths of the moon. Returning after a brief absence to a cave on a subterranean river where he had left Jimmy and Professor Twiddle, Superman discovered that the professor, too, had suddenly disappeared. And as we continue now, in the pitch-black cave, Jimmy is dazed and puzzled.
Well, he was here just a minute ago. I was talking to him. Are you sure he's gone?
He's nowhere in this cave, Jim.
Gleason, then where is he?
Can't imagine. No way out of this cave. Except...
Except what?
The river.
Leaping lizards, maybe he fell in.
I don't think so.
Well, he must have, and he can't swim. Come on, Superman, we've got to go after him.
Well, I just flew along the river, Jim. I would have seen him if he was in the water.
Oh, my gosh. Then...
Then what?
Those lizards got him when he fell in.
Nonsense. The lizards are harmless except for their horned tails.
Well,
matter of fact, I think they choked by the water.
Well, then what did happen to him? He couldn't just evaporate. Or could he?
Don't be silly. Of course not.
Well, I don't know. Some awful funny things have been happening around here. First the moon creatures, and then those big birds. The ones Professor Twiddle said disappeared from the Earth millions of years ago.
Take it easy. You're letting yourself get panicky.
Letting myself? I am. First Poco's missing, and then the professor.
Jim.
I got a feeling I'm next.
Nothing's going to happen to you.
You hope.
I know. Some perfectly natural explanation for Twiddle's disappearance, and we've got to find it, and him.
I don't think we'll ever see him again, or Poco either.
Yes, we will.
Oh, why did I ever let them talk me into coming to the moon? Everything was fine and dandy, and...
Uh-oh. What's this?
What?
Take a look at this. It's lying near the wall.
I can't see anything in this darkness. I can't even see you.
Oh, I forgot. Here, it's a tuft of hair. Two tufts, rather.
Hair? You mean the professor...
No, it's not human hair. It's coarse and shaggy. Getting any ideas, Jim?
Ideas?
Yes. Didn't you tell me the little moon dwellers had coarse, shaggy hair?
Yeah, sure, but I... Hey, wait. You think they were in this cave?
Yes. And I think they took Professor Twiddle away with them, just as they must have taken Poco.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, I'm sure of it. There are a couple of holes drilled through the bottom of the wall here. Look as if they've been made by big corkscrews.
Let me feel it.
Here. Got it?
Yeah. That's the kind of hole they make, all right, with their corkscrew noses.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't get Professor Twiddle out through a hole that size.
Well, they must have drilled a larger hole through the wall and hauled him out, and then the meteoric dust sifted down again and blocked it up.
I would have heard them, or him.
No, not necessarily. You say the racket I made blasting down from the moon's surface sounded like an earthquake. Well, that probably covered it. Come on, we've got to go after them.
Oh, after them where?
And the tunnel must be right outside this wall where they drilled the holes. Stand back, Jim. I'll kick an opening through. There we are. And there's the tunnel. Hurry, Jim.
I can't see anything.
Hang on to my cape. Come on. Careful now. Watch this turn.
What turn? Black is the ace of spades down here.
I'll steer you around it. To the right this time.
Right.
Tunnel winds like a snake.
You're not kidding.
Come on, Jim. Step on it. They can't have much of a start on us.
Okay, but I don't believe the moon dwellers have the professor, or Poco either. They seem like such friendly little creatures, especially to Poco.
Just the same, I'm sure they have them. I just hope we get there before it's too late.
Get where?
Their headquarters. They must have a settlement or a city down here somewhere. This tunnel didn't wind so much I could fly. Yes, if it weren't for the lead in the soil, I could see farther than my own nose.
Well, if I hadn't listened to those two fruitcakes, Poco and Twiddle, I'd be in Metropolis now with my mother and Mr. Ken and Miss Lane and Mr. White.
Wait a minute.
You see anything?
No, but I heard something. There it is again. You hear it?
Yeah. Well, what was it?
Sounded like the roar of some large animal.
Animal?
Yes, I can't understand it. Large animals don't live underground, only small ones like gophers and moles.
That's on the earth. On the moon, anything
Wait,
can happen.
There it is again.
Golly, it does sound like a big animal. Let's get out of here.
What, and leave Poco and Professor Twiddle?
I forgot about them. What are we going to do?
Find them, of course. Come on.
Hey, wait. Wait for me.
I thought you had hold of my cape.
I have now. Believe me, I'm not going to let go of it again.
See that you don't.
Gosh, no animal.
Don't get excited. It might not have been an animal.
It wasn't any canary bird. I can tell you that.
Well, we'll find out what it was.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You don't have to be afraid, Jim. You're with me. Oh, hold it.
Now what?
I heard something.
What?
Something brushing against the walls of the tunnel. I think we're being followed.
Think the animal we heard?
No, that came from up ahead of us. At least I think it did. Hard to tell down here, though. So much echo. Oh, if only I could see through this stuff.
I should have stood in bed.
I don't want to take time to go back and check. But I don't want you trailing behind either. Here, I'll tell you what, Jim. I'll carry you. Come on, up in my arms, will you? There we are.
This is easier than walking and bumping the wall.
Make better time, too.
Do you still hear whatever it was behind it?
Not sure, but stop worrying. Nothing's going to happen to you while I'm here.
That's right. I can't see you, so I keep forgetting you're Superman.
Well, remember it and calm down. You're as jumpy as a grasshopper.
Okay. I guess I'm dizzy from hunger. I smell bananas.
No, you don't. The smell comes sort of moss flower. It grows on the ceiling tunnel.
What a place. Flowers grow on ceilings. They smell like bananas, though. I wonder if they taste like bananas.
Well, we're not going to find out. They might be poisonous.
Okay. Too bad the professor isn't here. He could tell us.
He could also give us the Latin, Greek, and Russian names for them.
His daddy is a bedbug, but he's a nice little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Poco. Gosh, I hope nothing happened to him. Do you think we'll ever find him?
Well, keep your fingers crossed.
Oh. What's that?
Someone or something screamed.
Yeah, but who or what?
I think it was...
Holy mackerel, there's that animal again.
Yes, and I think it's around the next bend in the tunnel. Okay, hang on tight, Jim. Here's where we find out what this is all about.
Carrying Jimmy Olsen in his arms, Superman moves slowly through the narrow, dark tunnel. What will he find around the next bend? We'll return in a moment to learn what happens. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, gang, it's getting so that any kid who's really on the beam is sporting a collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep that's mighty near complete. There are 18 different buttons in the series, you know, and each one is a real humdinger. Brilliant comic strip colors, red and blue and black, on a gleaming white background. These pictures of your favorite funny sheet characters stand out like anything. And there's so much doggone good excitement in trading duplicates with your friends and comparing notes on how many everybody's collected so far. You won't want to miss a bit of it. So get going on your collection, because I'll have some exciting news for you pretty soon now. Get all 18 of those snappy Pep comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But every time Mom opens a new package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, there's your exclusive prize. Just ask Mom to get you plenty of P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Carrying Jimmy Olsen, Superman turned a bend in the dark tunnel under the surface of the moon, from where the roaring of some great beast seems to come. Now he stops, his eyes widening in amazement. Jim, look!
What? Where?
There to the left, at the end of the tunnel. See where it widens into a kind of square? Some light comes in from somewhere. Wait, those small red trees. They give off light.
But, jeepers, who ever heard of trees giving off light?
Well, I never did. Look, There's a deep moat on the other side of the square.
A what?
A moat. A deep water filled ditch. Oh. Beyond it is the moon dweller's city. You see all those little huts between the small red trees?
Yeah. They look like little Indian wigwams.
And they're made of hard-packed meteoric dust. Can't see into them, but I can see a few of the creatures sticking their heads out of the entrances.
Oh, can you see Poco or Professor Twiddle?
No, I can't, Jim. I can't. And I can't see whatever it was that made all that noise before either. Well, here we go.
Oh, wait. Where are you going?
Down to the city, of course, to look for Poco and Twiddle.
You mean you're going to just walk in there?
Of course. Now, just relax. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Coming up from the moat. Look.
Weeps. What are those big hairy things?
The animals we heard roaring before. Two of them.
Those aren't animals. They I don't know what they are. Let's get out of here.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. They're twice as big as lions, and they've got long necks and tusks.
Look like prehistoric monsters.
I mean, what they look like. Uh-oh, they see us. They're coming for us. Run, Superman, run.
It's too late now, Jim. Here, quick, get behind me.
No, run.
It's too late, I say.
Holly, what do we do?
Only one thing to do. I'll have to take care of those creatures.
You can't look at them. They're too big.
We'll find out if I can or not in a moment. All right, stand back, Jim. Here they come.
Shielding terrified Jimmy Olsen, Superman braces himself to meet the furious charge of the two strange mammoth beasts, shaggy with long necks and wedge-shaped reptilian heads, from which curling, razor-sharp tusks protrude. Fierce creatures from another world, the moon world, bent now on destroying Superman. Will they conquer, or will he? Tomorrow's episode is packed with thrills and surprises, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Hey there, gang, have you heard? Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of six famous Kellogg cereals that makes breakfast so much fun. Why, it's like eating in a restaurant where you can choose from a whole list of your favorite cereals, each one in your own private package. And Mom's sure to be glad Kellogg's Variety is back. Show her how you can eat right out of the swell new Kell Bowl Pack. She'll like not having to wash dishes. So ask her to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.